This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When it came to the Hunter Biden scandal that could have derailed globalist puppet Joe Biden, the lamestream media was there.
You've said your dad always saw the good in you through all of this. Was there ever a time when you thought, okay, there's no way he's going to give up on me. I've done it now.
Never.
The president asked a leader of a foreign country to investigate his political rival. So one simple question to start. Is that appropriate?
You know, I feel like I learned a lot about crack, and I know that sounds weird.
I hope that wasn't the message.
Being the subject of Donald Trump's ire is a feather in my cap.
After careful consideration, a system has been established that allows for Hunter Biden to work in his profession within reasonable safeguards. Of course, he has the right to pursue an artistic career, just like any child of a president has the right to pursue a career.
When it came to aiding and abetting a biological weapon from China funded by our own government, the Mockingbird Media was there.
The coronavirus outbreak has led to complaints about a rise in anti-Chinese sentiment around the world.
We're in a very tribal and polarized time where the information flow sometimes is stovepiped, where people are talking to other conspiracists or ignorant people.
Why do you keep calling this the Chinese virus?
It's not racist at all, no, not at all. It comes from China.
When it came to spewing out nonsense regarding vaccinated people needing to be protected from the unvaccinated, the drive-by media indoctrination was there.
We are both sitting here now because Anna and Sonny, at the last minute, we realized that they tested positive for COVID, so they have been taken off the show because the vice president is here now.
A pandemic of the unvaccinated.
What's your message to platforms like Facebook?
They're killing people.
Those who peddle and promote these dangerous lies are harming the very people who are most at risk.
And here's the latest data that confirms that we're still in a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
This is becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
And when it comes to all opposition to the New World Order narrative of the planks of the communistic technocratic Great Reset, mainstream media implantation was there.
George Soros is this democratic financier who has reemerged in the last couple of years, pumping in some $40 million into campaigns this decade. For that, he's drawn a lot of the ire of conservatives.
The Soros-occupied State Department.
The Democrats, George Soros.
George Soros.
He's also a philanthropist and a hungry, naturalized U.S. citizen, well-respected by many in the country.
The theories are as numerous as they are nonsensical.
There's your 5G policy.
From 5G towers and vaccines spreading coronavirus to suspicions the virus was unleashed deliberately by Bill Gates.
What that was a protest against the overwhelming lies that the media has been pouring.
Well, it won't wipe, but you get the picture.
A protest against mainstream media.
Yeah.
Professor Stefan Lewandowski is a cognitive scientist. He studies the way people think and why they engage in conspiracy theories.
Conspiracy theories become very attractive because they're offering psychological comfort. Ironically, if you can assume that there is a handful of really bad people out there who are conspiring to do these terrible things.
No, they told us they are.
That provides you with comfort because in principle, at least, it would be controllable.
When people are more isolated, they've got a bit more time to think, they've got a bit more time to worry. That also builds anxiety.
About who locked them up?
People more vulnerable to these dangerous ideas being flouted out there.
Obviously, you don't think Bill Gates is behind all this.
I do not think Bill Gates is behind coronavirus.
You can always count on the treasonous, sycophantic, self-righteous dolt shilling out hours of selfdom, disguised as journalism, to assume that everyone who accepts them into their living room is a complete moron that can't think for themselves.
You know, CNN is just something that's a joke. It's a joke. Scott tells more lies, and Fox gives more news than CNN does in our...
What lie? What lie did I tell?
2 years. It's not a good lie.
But the receipts are stacking up, and just like any force that dares to arrogantly obscure the truth, the foundation supporting the propaganda will eventually crumble. John Bowne reporting.
All right, stay with us, folks. We're already halfway through September 2021. It's just incredible. And now the world is waking up that InfoWars was the tip of the spear and was dead on. That's why it's more important than ever to keep us on air. And I thank you all for your support, your prayers, and your word of mouth that is key to circumvent and override the censors. And get great products at InfoWarsStore.com at the same time that are 50% off that make you healthier, wiser, and overall a stronger immune system. We have Winter Sun, 50% off, vitamin D3, back in stock. We have Ultra 12, high-quality vitamin B12, take it out of the tongue again, back in stock, 50% off. We have our incredibly strong turmeric extract concentrate, back in stock, 50% off. We have our great sleep aid. Knockout, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. And the hair and beard formula for men. It's also great for women. It's really a multivitamin. Back in stock, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We can't stay on air without you. Please continue to support us. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Plus, these are great products. Please take action.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're now into hour number two, and I got a ton of news and important information we're about to cover that's really earth-shaking. And then next hour, you've seen preachers arrested in Australia and Canada for keeping their churches open during lockdowns. Well, did you know that it's happening in Red Stick or Baton Rouge, Louisiana? We got the pastor joining us next hour. That's right, he refused to keep his church closed. They've been harassing him ever since, and he just got out of jail. Oh, and the Canadian pastor we've had on, he got arrested as well for, I guess, daring to come into the United States and come back to Canada and for other things. This is true tyranny, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of people say, well, just go along with it. Well, no, that's what's going to make it 100 times worse, because this is a tyranny that wants to take over and run things. It's a tyranny that already runs things. It wants to get rid of us. It wants to play God. It wants to depopulate us. And all over the world, they're announcing the COVID lockdowns are permanent. The world ID cards are permanent. New shots every few months. You got to take pills every day. And Pfizer's the boss. The head of Pfizer said yesterday, there will be no one allowed to live on Earth without vaccines. He said, you won't be able to live without the vaccines. What a revolutionary statement. What an earth-shaking statement. Well, now, Big Pharma surrogates everywhere, like the governor of New York, are saying, God told her to take the vaccine. And God said the people that don't take it are bad, because the vaccine protects you and totally works and makes you safe. That's why we have to fire all the medical workers and all the rest of it who are the medical workers and see what the shot's doing. So let me show you some articles on that front, and I'll plow through all of it here today. Biden, 97 to 98% of Americans must be vaxxed before we, quote, get back to normal, he said in a statement. The video is up on InfoWars.com. I don't want to see him or hear from him, but here's the quote. How many Americans need to be vaccinated for us to get back to normal? Of course, he's our doctor now. Biden, 97 to 98. I think we'll get awful close, but I'm not a scientist. I think the one thing is for certain. A quarter of the country can't go without vaccinated and us not continue to have a problem. Oh, that's why the vaccinated are getting sick. That's why they're the majority of those dying. And here's evidence of that right here. Despite 95% vaccination rates at Harvard, they're experiencing substantial outbreak of COVID, just like all the other countries and islands, like Singapore, where no one's allowed in or out. They vaccinate basically 95% there as well. They have the worst rates in the world next to Israel, who's also the highest vaxxed. Despite having a vaccination rate higher than 95%, Harvard Business School has been forced to move its first and second year students to remote learning after a substantial outbreak of COVID. In recent days, we've seen a steady rise in the breakthrough infections. Oh, breakthrough. It's like doors on a submarine. It's not a submarine. It doesn't work. It's not a vaccine. In recent days, we've seen a steady rise in breakthrough infections among our student population, despite high vaccination rates and frequent testing. Mark Cutella, head of communications for Harvard Business School, said, and it goes on from there. You've got rates there that are way higher than the national average. Meanwhile, natural immunity, which studies show is 27 times more protection, is completely discredited by the mainstream media. Yeah, Vice came out and said it doesn't exist. That's like saying Alex Jones doesn't have a raspy voice. It's just bald-faced gaslighting. And I've got a lot more on that front I want to get to, but before I do that, let's get to some cold, hard, incredible breaking news facts. This is a story on InfoWars.com. It needs to go mega viral. If you want to beat these people, you are the soldiers. You are the captains. You are the sergeants. You're the privates. You're the generals in that fight. And you may be good at one thing and not good at another. Well, you're a general in the thing you're good at. You're a private in the thing you're bad at. It doesn't matter. Start fighting on every front politically, culturally, spiritually, economically, and to defend yourself physically if need be, and you'll build those muscles in every aspect of your life. Here it is, 4,600 doctors, it was 3,900 yesterday, sign declaration accusing COVID policymakers of crimes against humanity. It's powerful. Meanwhile, new videos come out, the third in the series from the great folks at Project Veritas. Johnson & Johnson officials, kids shouldn't get an effing COVID vaccine due to unknown repercussions. Then they go into side effects. Even the heads of the FDA, scientists quit, but they don't care. Texas and Florida governors bypassed Biden, purchased life-saving antibody treatment for COVID because Biden won't give it to southern states. He wants us all dead, folks. It's total war. That's all coming up. But first, let's go to the inventor of mRNA technology, who says it doesn't work and is dangerous for, quote, the cold. Dr. Robert Malone reads the Global COVID Summit Declaration. This is from a couple days ago when it was 2,000 names. Now it's 4,000 as of showtime. 4,600 is probably 5,000, 10,000 now. Who knows? We'll have updates as they develop. Oh, but they say no doctors or scientists are going against this. Well, that's not the truth. Here's Dr. Robert Malone reading the Global COVID Summit Declaration.
This declaration of the COVID summit in Rome, Italy, we the physicians of the world, united and loyal to the Hippocratic Oath, recognizing the profession of medicine as we know it, is at a crossroad, are compelled to declare the following. Whereas it is our utmost responsibility and duty to uphold and restore the dignity, integrity, art, and science of medicine. Whereas there is an unprecedented assault on our ability to care for our patients. Whereas public policy has chosen to ignore fundamental concepts of science, health, and wellness, instead embracing a one-size-fits-all treatment strategy, which has led to more illness and death than the individualized, personalized approach to health care. Whereas physicians and other healthcare providers working at the front lines, including those here, utilizing their knowledge of epidemiology, pathophysiology, and pharmacology, are often first to identify new, potentially life-saving treatments. Whereas physicians are increasingly being discouraged from engaging in open professional discourse and the exchange of ideas about new and emerging diseases, not only endangering the essence of the medical profession, but more importantly, more tragically, the lives of our patients, you in the audience that are listening. Whereas thousands of physicians are being denied the right to provide treatment to their patients as a result of barriers put up by pharmacies, hospitals, and public health agencies, rendering the vast majority of healthcare providers helpless to protect their patients in the face of disease. Physicians are now advising their patients to simply go home, allowing the virus to incubate and the disease develop, and to return when their disease worsens, resulting in hundreds of thousands of unnecessary patient deaths due to failure to treat. Whereas the above is not medicine, it is not care. We cannot sit idle while patients are forced to go home and sicken in place. These policies may actually constitute crimes against humanity. Now, therefore, it is resolved that the physician-patient relationship must be restored. The very heart of medicine is this relationship, which allows physicians to best understand their patients and their illness, to formulate treatments that give the best chance of success while the patient is an
All right, let's stop right there. There's a lot more of this. The conference went on for days, but there's some powerful 5, 10, 20-minute boil-down videos of top scientists, Nobel Prize winners for virology, inventors of mRNA. I mean, you talk about star-studded, top advisor to the EU medical system. They're all there. This conference has been going on for a week. And one of our reporters got invited to it, but we had to pay for the plane ticket and stuff, so we didn't have the money to do it. And that's where InfoWars is. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that's where we are. We would like to cover it, but it doesn't matter. It's gotten out. We're going to get it out here. But this really is, by every yardstick, an overthrow of medicine, an overthrow of reality. I mean, they say on the news, natural immunity does not exist. It's 27 times better. Israeli study. Everybody knows that. I mean, this is like saying Jones is not wearing a navy blue shirt. Yes, I am. I mean, they are gaslighting everybody, going, it's science. And then now the governor of New York goes, it's a religion. And those that don't take the shot are of the devil. They are getting ready for mass persecution. I'll explain it when we come back. As God is my witness, they're going to put us in FEMA camps.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Up there saying it's the religion of God to take these shots, and you need to go out and stop people that don't listen to God and take their shots. This is mind control. But let's keep showing you facts and science here. 4,600 cream of the crop scientists, virologists, epidemiologists, endocrinologists, pathologists, I mean, the National Board of Pathologists in Germany went public 6 months ago and said, we're seeing massive cancers, massive heart attacks, massive blood clots from the vaccines. That's pathologists. That's coroners. You had the big National Board and the Tokyo Board of Scientists come out and say, ivermectin, when given early, has a 99% success rate. The media says, oh, people are filling the hospitals from horse paste. Fake story. AP ran a fake story. Because they are owned by the globalists and they are waging war on us. Most of the news is true and accurate, but when it's the big story they're hammering you with and pushing that, oh, there's thousands dead and dying from the horse paste, and these hospitals are full in Oklahoma. They didn't show you a video. They didn't say which hospitals. Well, we went and checked, and nobody was there. They were understaffed because they were overstaffed because there was nobody there. The hospitals were basically empty. So they cut their staff back and said, no, we're not even at full capacity. There's no ambulances lined up. There's nobody waiting for health care here. It was all fake. It's the same thing over and over again. So they sit there and they lie to us and they tell us that no scientists think this is dangerous. You go, okay, what about this scientist? Oh, well, that's just one scientist. What about this scientist? Well, that's just one more. And then 4,600 plus on a declaration this is crimes against humanity and that they're suppressing people's medical care and killing them. That it's got to stop, and that the UN and Big Pharma is running it, and that the vaccines aren't vaccines and are hurting people. Their response is, well, just censor that off the internet so nobody can hear it. This is all the big tech and all the big media and all the big pharma owned by the big corrupt families and the banks waging war on humanity, bullying humanity, coming in and just assaulting common sense, assaulting families, assaulting our health, assaulting our economy, telling us we're not essential, putting us under martial law, locking us down. And in the regions that have globalists in control, they've announced you're never coming out of lockdown. Wasn't 15 days to flatten the curve. We told you this is the beginning of the end of civilization as we know it, because Klaus Schwab says this is the Great Reset, the post-industrial world, forced depopulation of 90%. His Wikipedia says he wants to capture governments and not have voters have any power. That's called someone promoting a corporate worldwide dictatorship. There's no debate. There's no discussion. The facts are all there. But they don't want to debate and discussion because they can't debate us. We're ready to debate them because we have all the facts. And then you realize there is no debate. And that's why they don't want to have a debate, is because they can't argue with us. They could only hope to gaslight us and censor us and scare enough people away from doing their own research. Here's a very important clip of Professor Sacharat Bakadai explaining how the vaccine destroys your immune system. And then I've got a member of parliament reading from the government's own numbers of how the vast majority of the sick and dying in Australia have all been vaccinated. That's their cases of COVID, is people that are vaccinated. 78% were vaccinated. Another 17% had been partially vaccinated. So add 17 and 78 together. What number do you get? 90%+ of the people in Australia with COVID got it from the frickin' shots. Again, that's national government hearings. That's facts. That's why they don't want us talking about it. Instead, it needs to be a religion, they say. So here is the professor laying out what the vaccine does that isn't a vaccine. All right, we got a problem with our computer system. No big deal. I'm not complaining. We had a $1 million computer system. It wouldn't do that on a routine basis. But we're going to just pause for a little bit of enjoyment time here. We're going to go to rebroadcast. And you guys just talk to me. Give me a little green light when you got the audio and let me know. Is it good to go with it now? Probably not. Hey, no. Hey, it's not a problem. I'm used to this. I love it, actually. We're going to download it again. We're going to play it again. Next segment. So it's no problem. I'm a happy person. We've had a lot of technical problems lately, and I'm trying to get better equipment. In fact, we put in a lot of expensive equipment. Maybe we need to get rid of it. But to fix the problems. But I just don't like the mistakes because it changes the subject from what we've got coming up here for you. We're going to come back with that scientist. We're going to come back with that scientist for you. We're going to play that clip and all the others. Hey, let me talk about something I can do, something that's solution-based, and that's keep our health up and be healthy and keep this broadcast on the air. Let's talk about some of that. We have a lot of really important things that are now not back in stock, that are about to be out of stock, but despite that, I'm going to sell them at a discount so we can keep the lights on around here. And this is really a great formula. It's green fiber capsules, made with organic vegetables. This is not made from just crappy lettuce or something. This is made from a whole bunch of known types of fiber that are the highest end. Organic pea fiber, organic alfalfa leaf, a bunch of different organic wheatgrass that's really important, organic cilantro leaf, organic kale, organic flax sprout, organic, a whole bunch of other really fancy plants. And I just want, everything we sell here is always the highest end, but at a low price. So we've got a very limited amount of this. More is not coming in, I'm told, until maybe December. But despite that, it's $22.45 for this. And a comparable one like this would be $35 at Whole Foods. And it's got 100% reviews there. Organic green caps, great way to help yourself be a lot healthier and regular. It's just an amazing product. Green fiber caps are 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. That's 50% off, because I told them to do 50, and they said, no, we're doing 25. But you know what? I'm going to fix that mistake, too. It's going to be 50 right now. It's going to get fixed for you. And we also got down-and-out sleep support. Going to tell you all about that, too. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. I'll tell you what's life and death. If you don't have freedom of speech, if you don't have the right to be able to communicate, then you don't have a future.
always when governments take away speech, they then enslave the population, and then they finally start exterminating the population. And America and the entire world is going down the tubes because of the UN Global's directed Great Reset. That's why it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air and that all of us stay healthy. That's why I'm offering a bunch of our best-selling products at 50% off for a limited time only until the end of the month of September. That's only about 12, 13 days as the time we're taping this. And that means all of these amazing products. We have Ultra 12, highest quality B12, taken out of the tongue. We have Winter Sun, highest quality organic vitamin D3, taken out of the tongue. Amazing. We've got Knockout the Sleep Aid. We've got Hair and Beard Formula that's got all the vitamins and minerals as well, not just for your hair and beard. And we've got our great liquid turmeric formula, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And it keeps us on the air. Take action, and I thank you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's
politicians' power, any kind of power that didn't exist previously, if they can figure out a way to force you into carrying something that lets you enter businesses or lets you do this or lets businesses open, historically, they are not going to give that power up. They find new reasons to use it.
I'll be back.
We have to protect those freedoms at all costs, whether you agree with people's choices or not, because it is the foundation that this country was founded on. Freedom. This idea of freedom, there's so many people that think it's frivolous, it's not important, it's not the main thing that we should be focused on, but it is the literal structure that allows this country to be so amazing. Every single country that's ever existed other than the United States, up until 1776, every fucking country that has ever existed was run by dictators. All of them. This is the first experiment in self-government that actually worked, and it created the greatest superpower the world's ever known. It created the greatest cultural machine, the greatest machine of art and creativity and innovation, right in here. And how did it do that? It did it through freedom. And as soon as you see something, anything that comes along and inhibits your freedom, you should be very cautious of that. You should be very suspicious. Because anything that comes along that can inhibit your freedom is, by definition, anti-American.
All right. Our next guest on this emergency Saturday broadcast that everybody's got to share right now, whether you're watching it as it streams out or when it's archived at freeworldnews.tv, is Dr. Richard Bartlett. And he's been one of those first big prominent doctors to really put inhalable steroids and other things on the map and to go on Fox News and to go on Texas News and to really go out there and inform others. He's a very respected doctor, former top medical advisor to Rick Perry for 7 years, volunteer service, merit award, HHS commission, Texas leadership, medical assistance. He's been on the big state boards, monoclonal antibody infusion center advisor in Texas, and COVID Texas Emergency Management. And, of course, he's also been a flight surgeon and a lot more. And he joins us here. And he said, if I bring it up, he'll talk about it, but it's a private medical stuff. He's helped dozens and dozens. Well, that's conservative. A lot of people that I've known, because this Delta thing just raged through. I got to enjoy it like a gorilla on my chest, but I got on what he recommended through doctors, and it was incredible. Within 24 hours, I was 90% better. Then I had just a nagging cough for a few weeks. Almost killed my dad. Dad didn't tell me. Mom didn't tell me. Live in Austin. They're both indeed exercise and pretty good health, but 71, 72. And I thought my dad was dead. He was like 82 oxygen. Within one day of what Dr. Bartlett put me in touch with local doctors and others that got him on this regimen, my dad, again, when I got there, it was all this mail piled up. And I'm like, what the hell is this? I heard he was sick. It was all these chairs he'd ordered from Amazon, of all places, and they were deck chairs, pool chairs he hadn't put together. The next morning, I get over there to make him get up and stuff like Dr. Bartlett told me to do, and he's up putting chairs together and like pink skin and like 80%, 90% better. This was incredible. If he'd have gone to a hospital, he'd be dead. Kim Enlow's really good friend from the military, is a nurse, great shape, everything. She's dead now. She went into the hospital a month ago, said, I can't breathe. They said, go home. By the time she came in with 80 oxygen, they intubated her dead 2 days later. So that's the story you're going to hear over and over again. So I'm going to try to give him the floor. He's a gentleman, but I'm going to try to be quiet for him to not just have 5 minutes on Fox News or, you know, 3 minutes on local news, to really cover the waterfront. And also, I'm getting doctors' reports into the news that they're now trying to ration a Regeneron, which I've talked to a bunch of other medical doctors. They say is way better than the Eli Lilly thing. I guess it's got two antibodies. And a bunch of crew in my office went and got it within 5 hours. Joe Rogan called me. He got it within a day. He felt basically better. So, and then people said, what, do you own Regeneron stock? No, I don't, but I should. So whatever's going to, and that's a company with doesn't have liability protection like the vaccine makers. People say, oh, you believe in big pharma. Well, yeah, a lot of the products are great. But when they have liability protection being forced on me by Bill Gates, they're not. So I'm going to shut up and go to Dr. Richard Bartlett, who is, again, a hero, a super hardworking doctor, a true doctor, and it's doctors countering this big corporate takeover of medicine, and it's a beautiful thing. So I really appreciate him coming on. His websites are budesonineworks.com. Yeah, I felt like I couldn't breathe, and every time I would do it, I felt better for a while, and then it went away in a few days. SynergyHealthDPC.com. And we'll try to put those URLs on screen. SynergyHealthDPC.com and BudesonineWorks.com. All right, Doc, If I don't talk, don't stop. Because if I talk, I'll talk over you. You said you've been a listener for a while, so you know that. You got the floor for the time we've got on this Saturday evening. Thanks for spending your time with us. You've been very busy and hard to get on, I understand. So thank you for joining us.
Alex, I just finished another long day at the Regeneron Monoclonal Antibody Infusion Center in West Texas. And this is another early outpatient therapy that works against COVID. This actually works. Half of the people that come in, I'd say approximately half, have been vaccinated. What does that tell you about that? But I'll tell you, this helps whether you've been vaccinated or not. If you have COVID and you have symptoms, we're seeing people immediately get results. And so the strategy out of this pandemic is early, effective outpatient therapies, treating people early. We've been trying the vaccine. We've been trying the mask. We've been trying social distancing. Those things have been strategies that came out of China. How's that working? But I'll tell you, early, effective outpatient therapies are working. We have a trail of people living instead of a trail of tears with the other strategy. I'm not happy about people dying. And so there are some things that work. And, for instance, this little university called Oxford University, the oldest university in the English-speaking world since 1096, with 72 Nobel Prize laureates, proved that budesonide is an effective early therapy for COVID. That one medicine, and they used in the Stoic trial, a randomized controlled trial, they were giving just a whiff of that, a puff twice a day with an inhaler, and they concluded that 90% of hospitalizations, ER visits, and urgent care visits could be prevented with early outpatient budesonide. I think that's big news. Oxford's the same place that they came out with using dexamethasone IV in the hospital for COVID patients in the ICU. And they concluded that 20 to 33% increased survival with that strategy. How about the same university, Oxford University, later showing a 90% success rate with just an inhaled steroid, which is inexpensive, readily available, generic. Nobody's going to make any money off of this. But it's in every pharmacy on every corner in the United States. It's in every hospital in the United States. And so that's just one tool. But then you look at Regeneron monoclonal antibody infusion centers, and that 30-minute infusion, it will prevent 70% of hospitalizations and death. I'm starting to see a pattern here that early outpatient therapies are a good idea, and they're the way to go. And so let's consider 90% with budesonide, early, inexpensive, very safe, has been used on 2-pound preemie babies in the NICU for decades now. We know what to expect with it. There's a wealth of information about it. And then you look at Regeneron using monoclonal antibodies, a technology that we've had for 40 years now, in medicine, that we use in cancer treatment, that we use in other infectious diseases. And the evidence is 70% decrease in hospitalization and deaths with just a 30-minute infusion. Here's what I'm seeing in this monoclonal antibody infusion center. I'm seeing people while they're...
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar four or more times a day and inject insulin three or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Here's what I'm seeing in this monoclonal antibody infusion center. I'm seeing people, while they're sitting in a chair, bored, just sitting there getting this infusion, they're telling me, I've had a headache for 5 days and it just went away. They're telling me I have the burning in my chest is gone. My body aches are gone. The fatigue I had for days is gone. I have more energy. They're leaving with a smile. I've joked that they crawl in and they walk out, but we're seeing dramatic results.
And let me just interrupt you, sir. Trump took it and said within 5-6 hours he felt like a new man. I've had five of my crew, because I got a big crew here, who just went and got it when they got sick and literally went from not being able to breathe, in the case of Zach, I won't say his last name, and he literally said in 5 hours, the headache, the not being able to breathe, he felt great in 5 hours. Now, I'm not saying everybody's having that, but everybody I know, within 5 hours, Joe Rogan, one day, gone. I mean, fever, sweats, can't breathe, gone. What in the hell is that Regeneron doing?
Well, it's an antibody. Antibodies are like a lock and key. They only bind to one specific thing called an antigen, which is on the cell surface of a cancer cell, or it's on the outside of a virus. And so you see an antibody binding to an antigen like lock and key, and And so it goes through your bloodstream looking for the virus, binding to the virus, and immediately triggering your immune system to kill the virus. And so literally the virus is being it's like the antibodies are on a search and destroy mission. They're immediately going and finding the virus and killing all the viruses in the bloodstream. And so as they're sitting in the chair, they literally are having their symptoms leave their body because the virus is being killed on contact with the antibody. This is an antibody that's multiplied in the lab, and as it goes through your bloodstream, it'll be cleared out of your body by your spleen, by your liver, by your kidneys. Those are the filtering systems that God gave us, and so those will clear those antibodies out. But while they're there, they're having a tremendous benefit for the people. And so 70% decrease in death and hospitalizations just with a 30-minute infusion. But you can also give this as 4 subcutaneous shots, which takes just a minute. So there are infusion centers that are being, Regeneron centers that are being set up in Florida and Texas, all in many states, where they're expecting to see 300 people a day.
Well, sir, you're the expert on this. You're the expert on this, and you told me about the treatments that saved my dad, hands down. I really appreciate it. You also saved Rob Dew. That's a separate subject. But expanding on that, is there, because I get this from other doctors, and I know Dr. McCullough is a great guy, and he said, oh, yes, Regeneron's much better than Eli Lilly. He's not involved in it. He just says, this is 2 instead of 1. Again, I'm a layman here. But is there, I saw that Biden set a board up, was talking about not giving it to people that aren't vaccinated. Is that true?
So if he said it, first of all, I think you need to verify. And so I actually don't listen to him very much. I'm busy taking care of people, and I'm interested in facts and science.
And so we don't get a lot of that out of Biden, so it's probably not true.
Right. So I don't know what he's saying, and if he says it, I'm almost expecting something else. But I will say facts and science. Randomized controlled trials, the gold standard for evidence-based medicine, the STOIC trial, the principal trial out of Oxford University showing budesonide is effective, something that you broke the news on a year ago to your credit, Alex, when other people were not paying attention or suppressing this information. They were censoring this information. You were getting it out. That budesonide can save lives for COVID patients.
And then a year later, I experienced it with my father.
Yes. And I'll tell you something else that's critical. Budesonide, when I broke that story a year ago, I talked about my protocol, which was budesonide as a nebulizer treatment, also an antibiotic called clarithromycin, and an aspirin. And the aspirin, I saw a study the other day at the NIH database that said that 14.1% of COVID patients in the hospital experienced venous thromboemboli, basically clots, which would equal a heart attack, a stroke, or a pulmonary embolus in the lungs. And so the aspirin was part of the strategy a year ago, and now we have a study verifying that it's totally appropriate, validating it. And so an aspirin a day is critical if someone's not allergic to it. And the antibiotic that I chose was clarithromycin because our risk of a secondary bacterial pneumonia, the number one risk factor for that is a viral respiratory infection. Guess what COVID is? And so we can be proactive. We can empirically treat people. And I wrote a case study and published it a year ago explaining all of these things with 50 articles that we referenced, peer-reviewed studies. And so this was not something that was hidden in the dark. And, you know, you've experienced censorship. When I wrote this a year ago, I said that budesonide was the silver bullet of my strategy. I don't know, Alex, what you would call a medicine that can prevent 90% of hospitalizations, ER visits, and urgent care visits for a deadly pandemic, but I think maybe something that prevents 90% would be a silver bullet. And so, but I got a lot of pushback. Fauci got Matthew McConaughey to do an interview on the internet, And McConaughey asked him, hey, what about budesonide? People think that that works for COVID. And Fauci said, well, in reality, Matthew, it's just a placebo. And so how much death and destruction resulted from him putting out misinformation? Because either he's saying the wrong thing or Oxford University is wrong with their science, randomized controlled trials.
Well, let me just stop you, doctor, because Fauci yesterday on CNN, I played the clip on my Friday show. He said that, quote, he was asked by Sanjay Gupta and by Anderson Cooper, is there any truth to this natural immunity thing? Does that even exist? And Fauci said, quote, I don't know. That's not as bad as the Surgeon General, I'm sure you've seen the video, said, oh, natural immunity is not as good as this, even though the Israeli study says 13, 27 times. I'm not a doctor. I only went to college for 1 year, but I remember like eighth grade biology, they said learned immunity was the best. So what in the world's going on there?
Well, there's a tremendous amount of misinformation. And that's the first thing that I appreciate Fauci saying is he doesn't know. Finally, he admitted it. But if you look at Washington University School of Medicine, they've been drawing blood from COVID survivors for up to a year now. And they have found high levels of antibodies in people who have recovered from mild COVID cases. And so kudos to them for science. But you remember Fauci held up three fingers and said, well, if you've recovered from COVID, you only have protection for 3 months. And I have said in interviews that maybe he pulled that out of thin air. Other people say that he pulled it out of somewhere else, but he had no randomized controlled trial to quote what he was saying. He said many things.
It's all anecdotal. It's all anecdotal. Science. He talks to us like he's a butcher doesn't even talk that. I mean, talks more intelligent. He's like, I wouldn't want my kids without a mask. You don't need a mask. It's all contradictory in that little gangster accent. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, the bottom line is everything he said that I've heard, I've never heard him say based on this randomized controlled trial, based on this science. All I've heard is, don't wear a mask. It doesn't give the protection that you think it does. And then he says, maybe we should wear a mask because it's a symbol we're in it together. And then he says, wear a mask. And then he says, maybe two masks. And then he says, if you get the shot, you don't have to wear a mask. And then he says, if you get the shot, you have to wear a mask. And he never offers scientific evidence. And so at some point you got to say, who's responsible for putting him in front of the microphone? And should he be there? I think bottom line is clearly people have durable lasting immunity, just as Senator Rand Paul, Dr. Rand Paul, has made the case. And
just as a citizen and as a doctor, don't even talk about what you can fix, getting people things that actually work. They're going to lie. They're going to cheat. They're with Big Pharma. It's a takeover. It's terrible. You're just going to counter it with, hey, this really works, and that overall believe in the power of the people and good physicians and others to tell the truth. But what do you make of, we had a year and a half ago, Fauci in deep water in 2015 at North Carolina with scientists going, you're doing gain of function, with stuff that came out with the former head of Pfizer came out on Fox yesterday and said, listen, he makes stuff far worse than that, which is the doomsday stuff that's much worse. And so to know he would tell Senator Paul and others, no, we never did any gain of function, when he held gain of function conferences and called for it, when in the emails dozens of times, about 900 pages of it, he says, I want gain of function.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.